My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I'm going to run through the annual How to Keep Warm Enough to Work Outside All Winter spiel. Remember the old Steve Martin routine, How to Become a Millionaire? It starts, first, get $1 million. Through December, the answer to how to stay warm was, first, have a mild winter. Other than that, here's my routine. I need to dress warmly, but I also need a lot of dexterity and to not be cumbersome. So no big poofy down coats. Layers is the answer. It's also easy to adapt layers to your personal needs and temperature fluctuations. I start every day from September to April with a layer of insulated underwear, either a high-tech synthetic or wool. Wool socks under my lightweight hikers. I wear those year-round. If snow is deep, I'll wear high boots with a wool liner. On days I'm feeling chilled, I'll put activated charcoal foot warmers in my shoes. A pair of pants completes the lower half of my wardrobe. Next, above goes a wool turtleneck, then a wool sweater. I'll often wear a shirt over the sweaters so I don't get snagged frequently or completely encrusted with sawdust. Wool hat on my head. If it's blowing hard, I'll wear insulated coveralls. On my hands is a pair of lightweight cotton gloves. I can't work wearing anything heavier. Here's how I can manage that. I have an old milk box with a clamp-on light placed in the bottom. Over the shroud of the light is a piece of aluminum flashing, built like a square U. The bent legs keep it up off the light a bit. There's a 60-watt incandescent bulb in the light. I'll always have a second pair of gloves sitting in the box warming up. It is truly glorious to swap out cold gloves for warm. I quiver with delight every time. If there's no power on site, I rely on jumping jacks to warm my hands. Most days, it's a combination of both. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.